Chapter 1. The apartment was boxy and enclosed like a terrarium, with an abundance of indoor plants filling the corners under UV lights. Its windows were sealed with custom safety glass, thickly constructed with dimpled and frosted panes, not so much to conceal the outer world, but to hide its occupant from outside eyes. Mechanical hums cycled through the apartment with such monotony that they disappeared into the background. The central air mediated a target 72 degrees. The water heater throttled up. The water heater throttled down. The dishwasher spit over another round of dirty plates. The refrigerator compressor endlessly shimmied with an occasional ejection of ice. Only within the rare power outage would a startling existential silence emerge and hold the apartment hostage. But no rustle of breeze, no insect chirr, no birdsong ever reached into its rooms. Sounds could not penetrate, and yet the cinder blocks and glass were permeable to smells if one had extraordinary senses. Faintly discernible scents of rain and snow and seasons, the sickly sap of spring, the infusion of summery chlorophyll, the tannins of autumn, the high cold clarity of winter, concoctions of an unfathomed world would come softly dreaming into her nostrils. She couldn't see any of it, but she could taste and savor it like a sommelier recognizes hints of ancient vineyards hidden behind the top note. Annie Weta sat at the window in a chair retrieved from the dining room table. At 12 years old, she had only known these walls, these furnishings, and Smile Cat, a small, well-loved stuffed Cheshire cat, a broad smile and threadbare paws. With Smile Cat clutched in her hairy, muscular hand, she watched traces of rainwater spot and trickle down the window. As ambient gray light cloaked her brow, her nostrils flared to catch a little more of the scent of rain before it reached sod 8 floors below. Annie's long black hair was a mix, thickly knotted in the back and stringy and sparse as it approached her temples. There was something different about her. Her brow pronounced, her mouth cupped with toughened skin, hide-like, and tufted with wispy facial hair. Annie was a chimera, a human Z, part human, part chimp. The deeply resonant voice of Matthias Ring interrupted the room hum. As lead scientist on this rogue project, he spoke to Annie as if he were sitting next to her. But he wasn't in the room. He was watching over a monitor and speaking over an intercom.
Annie Weta, what are you thinking?
Annie resented the intrusion. She refused to answer. After a moment, there was an electronic click, and the latch of an adjacent steel-reinforced door released. A 37-year-old researcher entered from her live-in bedroom. This was an oft-repeated procedure. Whenever the test subject became recalcitrant, Annie's caretaker was summoned. Beth Diekman approached Annie from behind. She took strands of Annie's hair and began grooming them, pulling through kinks, calming Annie, cultivating an emotional curlicue within her. Often the shared act of grooming would call forth a mysterious physiological response that undulated between them, rushing over their skin in waves and synchronizing their heart rates.
Annie, what are you thinking?
Beth softly asked. Annie shrank out of her meditation back into the world of language. She took a moment to focus before speaking.
They are talking.
Who is talking? Asked Beth.
Trees and rain.
What are they saying?
No words,
answered Annie.
Smells. They talk in smells. Sister?
Yes, Annie.
You promise.
Beth continued to tug through Annie's coarse strands. A slight anxiety drew Beth's shoulders together.
I'll speak to him again. He's worried that something could happen to you.
Annie swiveled her head just enough so that a coffee eye caught Beth.
If you are with me, it will be okay.
It's more than that. The outside doesn't have
walls.
Annie finished her words. Beth corrected her.
Controls. We'll see. I'll take you soon, promise.
Annie turned and took Beth's wrist. Her eyes, ruddy brown irises disguising the pupils, caught Beth in a gasp.